Bhakti Haridas Thakur chanting ecstatically the holy name. Wonderful. Oh, yes, yes, it looks a little different from the side. This is Haridas Thakur. I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. I wanted to read to you a little bit about Haridas Thakur's pastimes. I believe when we started our Kirtan retreat, we read to you a section from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this section, we heard how Haridas Thakur engaged in Naam Kirtan. That is, he chanted the holy name in three ways. One is out loud, and the second is he very softly chanted, and then also he chanted in his mind. So I wanted to read to you today a little bit about Haridas Thakur's kirtan on the bank of the Ganga. It's a very beautiful text which we have taken from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a really a text which ushers us into the life of this great personality. A little later, we will then hear about his secrets, and we will try to learn to chant in the Haridas Thakur way. I think it's not entirely possible until you become a saint like Haridas Thakur, but we will learn some good points. So, you please hear, this is called a dramatic Leela reading. Haridas wandered continuously on the banks of the Ganga. He was happily chanting Krishna, Krishna quite loudly.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
Haridas Thakur is the first amongst those who were detached from all sensuality. He incessantly filled his fortunate mouth with the names of Krishna. Not even for a fraction of a moment did Govinda's name cease. Govinda, Govinda!
Govinda, Govinda!
While he was tasting bhakti, from moment to moment, new feelings rose in his heart. Sometimes he danced all by himself. Sometimes he roared like a lion. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Oh, that is like a sheep, like a lion. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Yes. Sometimes he loudly cried tears of ecstasy. Govinda, Govinda! Sometimes he laughed outlandishly, Gopal! Sometimes he shouted out ferociously, Madan Mohan! You're becoming influenced by Haridas Thakur. Sometimes he fainted, falling hard to the ground. One moment he yelled out unworldly sounds, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
The next moment he stood and gave the profoundest of commentaries, squirting tears, horripilation, laughter, fainting, sweat, all of Krishna Bhakti's perturbations. As soon as Haridas Thakur began to dance, all these symptoms of ecstatic love arrived. and swarmed all over his body. In this way, his tears of joy dampened all his limbs. Even the most wicked people were greatly charmed upon seeing Haridas. So amazing were the goosebumps all over his body that Brahma and Shiva became delighted upon seeing them. All the Brahmanas of Phulia were filled with joy upon beholding him. Everyone developed for him the greatest respect as he lived in the village of Phulia. People talk to each other. I have seen Haridas today. Just seeing him has filled my heart with love of Krishna. This is how people talked. From time to time, he bathed in the Gangas. And while being submerged in the Ganga, he incessantly chanted Hari's name. Hari, 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 Hari. Chanting loudly, he wandered about to all places. Not everyone, however, was in full accordance with his thoughts. One rascal Brahmana who lived in Harinadi challenged him. Hey, Haridas, what are you doing? Calling out the name? What is the reason? You should chant in your mind. Mind, mind, mind. That's the right way. What scripture says, you should shout out the holy names like a crazy man. The merciful Haridas answered the question and quoted a verse from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Brahma dandat vimokoham satyaste chuta darshanat yannam agrinanam vikilam shotrinat maname vacha sadya punati kingbuyas tasya sprishta padahite. This is a very nice verse. It was spoken by the Vidyadhara, a heavenly being who had been cursed to take a birth as a snake. And when Krishna touched him with his lotus feet, this heavenly being transformed back from a snake into a Gandhava, angel-like being. And he said, O Krishna, the chanting of your name immediately purifies all the hearers as well as the ones who are chanting. What more need to be said of one who has been touched by your foot? No? You know, where there is a hearer, there must be a loud sound which can be heard. So the chanting is so absolutely purifying when it is heard with the ears. Animals, birds, insects, and so forth are not able to speak, but if they hear the holy name, they are all saved. Therefore, said Haridas, if a person shouts Kirtan out loudly, the result is 100 times greater than if he chants just in his mind. And then he quoted the Naradiya Purana. Chanting loudly is 100 times greater than the silent chanting of the names of Hari. Because by loud chanting one purifies both oneself and the hearers. And then Haridas Thakur gave an example. He said, someone who just chants softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he purifies himself, but someone who chants loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he purifies not only oneself, but those who he and he said. And then he asked the question, who is better, a person who cooks a meal for himself and his belly, or a person who cooks a meal for a whole village and feeds it? Who's better? Of course, the one who does not only think of himself, but who feeds a whole village. That was what Haridas said. The Brahmana, however, was captured by ferocious anger and said terrible things. Would you like to hear what he said? Now Haridas has become a great philosopher. We see how over time the Vedic path has been destroyed. At the end of this age, Shudras will explain the Vedas. However, we already see that this fault has come to pass. We don't have to wait for the end of the age. Haridas has come, the super Shudra preaching. It is not correct. If what Haridas says is correct, may my nose burst into 1,000 pieces in front of all. Upon hearing the words of that lowest of Brahmanas, Haridas simply smiled and said, Hari Hari. Not giving him any further reply, he departed, singing kirtan out loudly. This is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has a life of chanting behind him. We know Haridas Thakur was previously the demigod Brahma, who committed a terrible offense. He had committed an offense which was much bigger than Indra's offense. Indra, by sending rain clouds over Vrindavan, had given Krishna an opportunity to raise the Govardhan hill, and all the devotees came together for a 7-day non-stop festival of Krishna Darshan. They were in ecstasy. Normally Krishna would leave the village of Vrindavan in the morning, and the villagers would despair in pangs of separation, waiting when would Krishna return. But now Krishna was with them for 7 days and 7 nights. He was just holding the Govardhan tree on his little finger, a Govardhan mountain on his little finger, and the devotees feasted their eyes on the wonderful darshan of Krishna. There was a rain cloud over the mountain, up in the sky, flashing yellow flashes. There was a cloud of Indra, and there was a rain cloud of ecstasy under the mountain, Krishna, also bluish like a Megasyam, and his dhoti was like flashes of ecstasy. And the devotees would just look at Krishna and cry loving tears of ecstasy. Sometimes they would come and massage his arm for the circulation. Mother Yashoda would feed Krishna, and she would cry and say, my darling boy, how can you carry this for such a long time? Yashoda said, Krishna said, I'm not carrying it. Govardhan floats, mother. Oh, said mother, then I don't see Govardhan flying in the air. Then Krishna said, Govardhan, just make a little round, you know. And then Govardhan floated in the air. He, Krishna is Krishna. So the devotees were very ecstatic to be with Krishna for 7 days. But what Brahma did is he separated Krishna from his devotees by stealing the cowherd boys. And therefore, Krishna was very angry at Brahma and not so angry at Indra. He was in a way pleased with Indra that they had good sangha. You know, Krishna had, Indra had arranged the rain sangha. Huh? Like we now, we feel no need to go outside. It is a little rainy, so we are happy to be in here. So good. So Brahma saw afterwards that he had committed this offense of separating Krishna from his devotees, something which Krishna absolutely doesn't tolerate, and he begged for his forgiveness and asked him for a way to atone for his sins. And Krishna told him two things. You should do my Brajmandal Parikrama. So Brahma went with his foreheads looking at everything. Govinda Kund, Radha Kund. And then he still felt his heart was so heavy after doing this aparad. And he said, can you somehow arrange that I will no longer act out of pride? Can you destroy my pride where I have challenged you? And then Krishna said, yes, you will be born in a Muslim family where everyone will look down upon you as an outcast. But there, because you are then so extremely humble and humbled, you will be the greatest chanter of my holy name. And I have spotted this, there's this book, Prema Vilas. It is written by Sri Nityananda Das, a disciple of Janava, who gives us the following detail. Lord Brahma was born into the care of Muslims. Actually, he was born in a Brahmana family in the village of Budhana. His parents, however, died when he was a child, and so he went to live in the house of a Mohammedan named Malaya Kazi. This Kazi was a government official in the Ambuja province. So Haridas remembered how out of pride he had once in his life as Brahma offended Lord Krishna. And he lamented his sin profusely. One day he came crying to the house of Advaita Acharya and said, I am the most proud. Please give me the initiation in the holy name and make me a chanter of the holy name. And he took initiation from Advaita Acharya, and then he chanted 300,000 names of Krishna. That's, can someone help me? How many rounds? 192, yes, rounds. Has any one of you ever tried to chant 192 rounds a day? Prabhupada says, this is not illusory, it is possible. I have heard from devotees who have tried and done. This gives you altogether 2 hours to eat and sleep and rest, and then there. You know, a normal human being who wants to chant that much will have difficulties after a week. Only if you chant these names out of love, you will be fueled, or let me say energized by prema bhakti or by love of Krishna. Then that is not a problem. Then when you have love in your heart for Krishna, things are very, very easy possible. So here, in this book, Prema Vilas, we hear how he chanted these names. He chanted 100,000 of those names in his mind, 100,000 names softly, so that only he could hear, and 100,000 names aloud, where he danced and chanted, like we heard when he was on the bank of the Yamuna, the Ganga. He was awarded the name Haridas because he was so attached to chanting Lord Hari's holy name. Everyone, including the Brahmanas, offered their respects to Haridas Thakur because he was such a great Vaishnava. He always worshipped Krishna in a mood of great renunciation. Haridas is an example for us of great humility. When you have this feeling of dainya, humility, then you have the inner mood where you can really access the holy name. In Vaishnav psychology, humility is called a sanchari bhav. It's a mood which raises like a wave in the ocean of emotions and then disappears like the wave. This humility which comes because of four reasons. One reason is that you feel I have committed an offense in my life. When you feel this, I have been offensive, I have been an aparadi, I have been given a chance, but I have not used it, then humility rises naturally within the heart. No? So Haridas was previously Lord Brahma, and he had committed this offense of separating Krishna from his dear devotees. And whenever he remembered that, dainya or humility, which is the quality raises in the for chanting, raises in one's heart. If you want to be humble, my dear devotees, it's important that you do the earthquake meditation. What is the earthquake meditation? This enters a very deep, deep thought into in spiritual humility. Now you will have to listen very carefully because it is a little difficult to understand. When an earthquake comes, this is the easiest way for me to explain, then the old structures will be attacked by the seismographic waves, and houses, trees, bridges will crack and then break. Then this is the first phase of the earthquake. The second phase of the earthquake is that a chaos comes. Tsunamis come, fires break out, and all kinds of dangers come, especially for people who have been buried under the rubble. But then, after each earthquake, a third phase comes, which is the reconstruction, the new construction. So in our lives, Krishna very often sends us an earthquake in the sense of taking old concepts apart, away from us. Have you noted that already in your life? A disease may come, a strong disappointment may come. Your husband, if you are married, may leave you with another one. Ooh. Your wife, if you are married, something happens. You are out on Sankirtan trying to distribute literature and people accost you and attack you. Pain comes, disappointment comes. This is the first phase of the earthquake which Krishna sends when he takes everything away from you. Yas yaham anugrinami, because he loves you. Then the second is that you are in a phase of disorientation. Something, the old is gone, but the new is not yet there. And then, if you are lucky and have good association of Vaishnavas, you will enter the phase of reconstruction. This is happening always in spiritual life. Before you can seriously enter spiritual the construction of spiritual life, some deconstruction has come. I want to give you an example. I was once in Dharamshala, and I talked to monks because, I'm writing a book called "There Is No Death," and I wanted to have different perspectives. And I asked one monk, "What is your practice? What is your Buddhist practice?" And the monk had a cup of tea like this, and then he made this gesture, and he stopped. I said, "Could you kindly explain to a poor Westerner what was your answer?" He said, "Very simple. Before the new life can happen, the old life has to go. What will you fill in a cup which is so full of itself?" Interesting answer, isn't it? Nothing fits in there. It's so full. So when we are so full of ourselves, what do you hope to enter into your life? The news which has come. So Krishna sometimes goes like this. He takes Sachinandan Swami and he pours everything out of him. That one is forced to reconstruct a new life with Krishna in the center and not with oneself in the center. This is why Krishna sends the devotees these situations and takes everything away. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say to his disciples, "First deconstruction, then construction." Here in Radhadesh we build a lot. And you know, when you want to build a new building, you have to just shake the old building and, you know. Do you know that it's more cheap to build a new building than to try to rebuild an old building? Do you know this? Yeah? You better raise the old building down, the rotten building, and then start anew. That is more cheaper. That's more better. So Krishna, in his mercy, sometimes sends the razor blade. And then after some time you go like, "Oh, thank you very much, Krishna." So humility, my dear devotees, humility means just that. It means to stop your self-inflated position. Look at this Vaishnava. He was Brahma. He had four heads and organized the universe. Look how he humbly sits now and chants the holy name in absolute love. That's possible because there is no Brahma inside his head any longer. No organization of the universe. He has emptied himself to fill himself. Now, in our Krishna conscious philosophy, you must know that we don't in all respects think of emptying ourselves. Our Krishna consciousness philosophy is, while we are full with the ink of material life, that's Prabhupada's example, we just fill the milk of Krishna consciousness inside, and then the ink comes out. You will see it soon. Hare Krishna. The ink comes out, the old things come out. Oh, should not. And as the new things enter, the new Krishna conscious impressions enter, slowly and slowly the ink will come out. But sometimes Krishna turns us a little bit upside down to make the process faster. Oops, sorry, Totsi. To help us get the old stuff out faster. This goes much faster. Some of us hold tight to the old things, the old concepts, the old ego, And therefore only after many years, 50, 60, 70 years, some improvement is there. It's better you help and get the ink out on your own. Huh? You can stay in Krishna consciousness and just be there and let the kirtan work over a period of 80 years. But if you can, and slowly, you will be purified. But if you can voluntarily practice vairagya, detachment from the old concepts, you help the process work much, much faster. Mahaprabhu is known as Vairagya Vidya Nidya Bhakti Yoga. He taught the process of Vairagya, detachment from everything which is not fostering Krishna consciousness. It is therefore said, if the Lord gives you His special mercy, He first takes the old things out of your hands so that He can place the new things inside. So, Haridas Thakur used to, I'm a little bit fast now. I wanted to bring this, devotee asked me today about humility. My dear devotees, if you can practice humility, humility is the most powerful and fast process which helps you to get the old stuff out of your heart. If you don't practice humility, there will still be the old stuff, and the new Krishna consciousness will not enter so fastly. It will take a lot of time. It will work over many years. But if you practice humility, which means a detachment from the false inflated concept of life, then it will be very, very fast. There is an example of humility which Haridas Thakur taught. It's Ajamil. Ajamil, you remember, was a brahmana, but then due to association with a prostitute, he became very, very debased, low, and as a result, he became a murderer and thief. So, at the end, when he was on his deathbed, he saw the Yamadutas coming to take him and putting the noose of death around his soul and just jerking him out of the body. That must be terrible, you know, when the Yamadutas stand over you and just have the noose on your soul and then just jerk you out. So in this absolute horror, horrorful situation, he chanted loudly the name of Narayan, meaning his son who was playing nearby. Narayan! Narayan!
Narayan!
He didn't mean the Lord of the Vaikuntha planets. He clearly looked for his little son to help, but he must have felt, what can the little boy do for me now? He doesn't even hear me because he doesn't take part in this subtle sensual reality which the dying person can see. But Narayan, seeing that he called his name, immediately was so grateful that he thought, I must protect this man, and sent the Vishnu Dutas to save him. The then Ajamil had become very humble, and he prayed a prayer which is the dream of a Vaishnava. Kvachaham kitava papo brahmagyo nirapatrapa kvacha narayanetyetad bhagavanama mangalam. Ajamil said, I'm such a shameless cheater. I have killed my Brahminical culture. Indeed, I'm sin personified. Where am I in comparison to the all auspicious chanting of the holy name of Lord Narayan? I'm such a sinful person. But now I have gotten this new opportunity. The Vishnu Duta saved my life and gave me a new chance. I must therefore now completely control my mind, my life, and my senses, and must always engage in devotional service, so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Now, Prabhupada writes about this. This, I would call it the earthquake meditation. Krishna had just sent him an earthquake. He was dying. The Yamadutas came. They were pulling him out of the body. Have you ever experienced this in your life? Maybe 20 lives ago, 100 lives ago. It must be traumatic, you know, to feel how these Yamadutas come over you and just pull you out of the body. I have done some research and I found that through post-hypnotic trance, you can get into areas of the memory from previous lives, and people have reported seeing terrible Yamaduta-like people coming to take them out of the body. So Ajamil had this happening to him, and Prabhupada comments about this. He said, those who are engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Narayana or Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement should always consider what our position was before we came and what it is now. We had fallen into abominable lives as meat eaters. Have some of you eaten meats? Maybe some of you, huh? Drunkards, have some of you drunken Heineken beer? And woman hunters, have some of you been woman hunters or man hunters? Who performed all kinds of sinful activities. But now we have been given the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore we should always appreciate this opportunity. Prabhupada said, every one of us should have this determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the milost of Krishna. Milost means mercy. And the spiritual master. And if we remember that this is a great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will never fall again, our lives will be successful. This is a humility meditation. Think of what you were before. Think of the chance which you have gotten. See yourself dancing in the discotheques, not so often, but you know, some of you might have done. See yourself in embarrassing situations, and then know, so lucky that I have escaped this type of life. I remember from my own life, I was a great lover of music, and as a devotee, I was engaged in going to rock and roll festivals and doing bhajans, singing on the stage, or sometimes when there were pauses, I would always say, I can also sing something. Let us please give us the microphones. We know how to sing very melodiously. And then we chanted bhajans. And I remember one time, it was at a concert where the Rolling Stones were performing, who were a little wild, now they're a little old, I think, or they have died, maybe. And I remember they played in the night and it became very ghostly, especially when the song came up, Sympathy for the Devil. Ooh, 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 ooh. and then people, then I feel some demonic entities came. We were distributing prasadam, and the people, you can't imagine what they do. I'm almost shy to say. They were so much haunted by this music that they began to take down their clothes and then take a mud bath in the places next to the toilets, which were overrun with human liquid. And they bathed and became all muddy and painted themselves, you know, on the faces and on the naked bodies and so on. And when I saw this, I just prayed to Krishna, I'm so happy that I'm now behind this prasadam table and not before this prasadam table. You know, I really could appreciate that I had been saved from the Rolling Stones, you know, and all what that meant, you know. I really could appreciate it. I became very humble. I didn't think any longer, I'm shortly before taking sannyas, I'm the great personality here. Maybe one day I become a guru in ISKCON, and then I'm even greater, and then I become the GBC, and I'm the greatest. All was gone. I just think, Prabhupada, thank you that I'm behind the table here, and not before the table, and that I can distribute prasadam. You know, this helps you. This, I call it the earthquake meditation, you know. You just bring a strong vision, what you were before, into your life. It's a strong thing, how you were so helpless, how you were so hopeless, how you were so illusioned, and maybe so illusory, talented and learned in the university and all. And you think about this life, and you think what opportunity you have now. And then from this humble position, you can chant much better. You can chant like, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And you feel, I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful, I'm really almost saved. I now have to save myself from my mind, but that can be done easily. I'm out of this karmic journey. So this is something which I think Haridas teaches us. And on the basis of this humility, he became also most forbearing. Forbearing means tolerant. You remember how he was accosted and beaten on 22 marketplaces, and how he forgave his torturers. He was so forbearing. Because he understood, I have such a great chance, I can chant. I was in a Muslim family, and I would not have had the opportunity without the great mercy of the Lord. I'm now very, very fortunate. He was thinking like this. So these prayers of Ajamil, I can highly recommend to you. You can find them in the sixth canto, second chapter, verse 34. I come from a North German family. That means we are extremely proud people. I have chanted this every day for many years. You want to know? Sixth canto, second chapter, chapter 2, huh? Verse 34, and then the following. It has up to 38, huh? 34 to 38. These are very good prayers which put you in a place of humility, which give you wings to fly. My dear devotees, we need sometimes a little earthquake meditation. When preparing for this part of the session, I asked different kirtaniyas, what elements need to be there to have good kirtan? I asked some of my Swami God brothers. I asked Madhava. I asked a good friend of the devotees, Ramesh Baba, a saint of Vrindavan. He wrote this with his own hand in answer to help our kirtan retreat. And I asked Bablu. Do you know Bablu? Bablu is the Midanga and music teacher in the Gurukul in Vrindavan. He used to also teach in Mayapur, and he is a very nice, humble Vaishnava from a very good Vaishnav family. And I asked him, Babluji, what elements do you think have to be there when you want to have a good kirtan? And Bablu said something which is following the example of Haridas Thakur. He said, you have to chant like Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami came from a rich family, but he went to Puri, gave up all the support from his wealthy family and ate the most dejected and simple of foods. It's, you know, the rotten rice which no one can sell any longer. I think you know, after the Mahaprasad comes from Lord Jagannath, the devotees take the Mahaprasad and then sell it to customers. You can go there. It's called the Ananda Bazaar, the bliss market, where you can eat, purchase Jagannath Mahaprasad. So when the rice is left over because there was no customer, it's put in the drain and the cows eat it from outside. You can still see it. So Raghunath went to this rice, which was rotten, cleansed it with some instrument, soaked the kernels. Kernels means the inside of the rice, and then ate it. Because he felt so useless. He felt, I have no right to eat anything else. I'm a very fallen soul. And because of this, he attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came one day to him and said, Raghunath, I'm hearing you are feasting. What do you eat? And Raghunath put his little rice bowl, you know, away. Nothing, nothing, my lord. Lord Chaitanya just got him. Oh, now he's hiding the meal. And took the rice and ate it and said, this is the feast I like to eat. See, material life means the more and more you go into it, you accumulate more and more false designation, false upadis. I'm a man, I have a title, I'm a woman, I have my female charms, and so on, and maneuver yourself with money and everything through the world. This is a false life. It is unspiritual. It is covering the soul. So if you wish to have a real spiritual life, you must really subtract this. You must take this away from you. You must empty your cup of illusion, so that it's much easier to fill in Krishna there. If you can chant in a humble mood, my dear devotees, not intoxicated by false self-importance, Krishna will immediately become attracted and reside in your heart. So Bablu continues, we must learn this from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. First we must learn how to respect the Mahaprasad. Even the rice corn is better than me. And second, we must learn to put our full trust and heart in the holy name of Krishna. To do Harinam Sankirtan, our aim has to be that we want to give pleasure for Krishna. We should never think when we do kirtan that we need to make our audience happy. No, 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 no. Don't try to make the audience happy when you do kirtan. Make Krishna happy. Krishna wants that. This is one of the elements you can focus on while chanting the holy names. My most humble obeisances to the devotees of the Kirtan retreat in Radhadesh. Hare Krishna. This is a devotee from an old family of devotees, of Kirtaniyas. Tomorrow I will read you something from Burijan. Now I would like to do some active Haridas Thakur chanting. I would you like to try to chant like Haridas Thakur, just to make an experience? Then we will sing first, and then we will
whisper, and then we will chant in our mind. Anupai said, all right, we will try. Just try to enter into the presence of Haridas Thakur, whose beautiful picture we have there. Gaurahari, what is our melody? We should have it, yes. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, please louder. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is called the Vachik Nam Kirtan, the Kirtan with a loud voice. Now we will come to the Upangsa stage, the second stage which Haridas Thakur used, or second modi. It is chanting in a whispering voice. I would like to show you one time, and then I wanted to see if we can just chant together in the Upangsu to make an experiment. Are you ready? I will do it alone and so this is how you do it. I will do it on my own. I will first show you, and then I will ask you what could be the benefit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. see. I think he is doing this style at the Any idea what could be the benefit of chanting like that, not loud? Yes? When you're softly, yeah. Very often when you speak out loud, you know, the intimate things, you don't talk loud, you know. Oh, I love you. You usually use a different volume. So yes, so. I would like to encourage you to take your japa and to please when someone of you gets back to the old style Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, then if you're a neighbor you go like Upang Su Haridas Thakur, exercise, active learning, Harinam retreat. I thought we would make in the background a little this Vrindavan music with the birds. We will make a little soundtrack which will help you to just be there in this atmosphere of Haridas Thakur chanting in the midst of the forest. And I request you to just very softly chant this. Huh? You can just in your mind go to a holy place, or in your mind go look at the deities. That might be even the best if you turn towards the deities. And then as we are chanting, please try to concentrate very actively in this exercise. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. It is really only possible to do this when you connect the sound with the feelings in the heart. You have to imagine you swallow the mantra like a liquid and it comes in your heart and you chant from this heart. This is how Dhyan Chandra Goswami, the great Goswami of chanting meditatively, explains it. He is in our line, he's a Chaitanya Bhakta, and he says, imagine you bring the mantra into your heart. Yeah, can you relate to this picture and so on? You swallow it, and it's here, and you chant it, and you whisper. The mantra should come into the heart, and the heart should come into the mantra. This is how it very easily works. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. I suggest we do 6 more minutes of this, but I really want you to try now a little bit harder. Bring your attention to that audible, just very softly audible sound vibration of the holy name. And as you do this, you will notice that you will have to have the mantra in your mind as well. Because when it's so soft, the chanting, and if you don't, let me say, concentrate and bring your mind there, you will not be there with the chanting. The chanting will be something like background music, the music which we hear in the back at the moment, these nice birds, and we don't really pay attention because it's something which is there running in the background. You really have to make another attempt. Some of you were good for about 3, 4, 5 minutes, I would say, even longer. I'm really surprised. We have a very serious group of devotees. But then you lost it a little bit. What happened? The mind goes into this, it's called either gamma or delta or delpha or delphine state, some state. What? Theta. Theta state, our Raj Krishna says, theta state, where it's, a little bit on automatic pilot and you don't really hear it. The mind is just peacefully going to sleep somewhere. But this is, we will soon chant in the mind entirely. We will meditate about the Hare Krishna mantra. So this is a preparation. So we will have another 6 minutes. And you can count these rounds to your 16 rounds, It's your chance. So make it a good practice, kindly. Is it clear? So you have to hear, but bring your mind to also what you hear. Yes? Nimai? Give it all you got. And remember, softly. Swallow the mantra to the heart. It's in the heart. Krishna, Krishna. So now we come to a very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful exercise, but we will need to prepare ourselves a little bit. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur who once saw in his meditative trance a beautiful Haridas' commitment to chanting the holy name. A beautiful scene. And what he saw is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Haridas Thakur together and asked him about the secrets of chanting the holy name. And Haridas Thakur spoke, but he said, "I don't know anything, but my Lord, you can make me speak." And then, in the midst of this work, the work is called Harinam Chintamani, the jewel, the touchstone of chanting the holy name. Haridas Thakur expressed his commitment to chanting the holy name in a very nice way, which will be distributed to you, I believe, this evening. We will. You don't need to note this down. I think it's so beautiful that you wish to note it, to have it. So therefore, we will give it to you this evening. It's a prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna, and who is the holy name also. This remains one of my favorite prayers for chanting and for
for also doing what we will do now together. We will now enter the area of the heart and chant from there. The Haridas Thakur's third secret. Please repeat after me. Kripa Kari Nama Rupe Amarajivaya. Nirantara Nacha Prabhudhari Tavapaya.
Nirantara Nacha Prabhudhari Tavapaya.
O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance, dance, dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. Raka in halau tanha tava icha mata. Yanha raka deha more Krishna namamrita.
Yanha raka deha more Krishna namamrita.
O Lord, you may keep me in this world or take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. Jagat Jana Namadite Tava Avatara. Jaga jana majek more kara angikara.
Jaga jana majek more kara angikara.
O Lord, you have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you intended to bless. Amita Adama Tumi Adhama Tarana.
Amita Adama Tumi Adhama Tarana.
O Bhaye Sambandaye Patita Pavana.
O Bhaye Sambandaye Patita Pavana.
I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to uplift the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen. Achetya sambandhae to maya maya.
Achetya sambandhae to maya maya.
Jara bale nama mrita e adhama chaya.
Jare bale.
This is our connection. I am the lowest and you want to uplift the lowest. On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. I beg you.
I beg you.
Yeah, a little bit more begging, please. I beg you. To shower me with the nectar
of the holy
name. Wonderful, wonderful. You can see this very, very humble best of the Vaishnavas chanting in this mood. I beg you, shower the nectar of the holy name into my heart. And with this mood, he was able to chant from the heart. And the holy name appeared. I request you now to make an experiment in your life which could help you very much in your own Krishna consciousness. We will now try to apply this third secret of Haridas Thakur. But we will prepare ourselves a little. Sit properly, please. It's all right to sit on the chair. That's very good as well. But try to make your spine straight, because the energies of concentration will need this road of the spine. Just look a little around, just to see the room. Breathe in and out very deeply. Whenever you breathe in, try to sit a little bit taller, please. And observe your breath. Do not force it. Just observe or witness it. Breathe in. And as you breathe in, of course, breathe out also. But as you breathe in, think, I'm aware, totally aware that I breathe in. From the moment I draw the air in until I have reached my capacity, I'm aware that I'm breathing in. Just observe it. Now do the same thing when you breathe out. Whenever you breathe out, think in your mind, I breathe out and I am aware that I breathe out. I can see in my mind's eye how the fluid of the air or the stream of the air or the wind of the air leaves me again. Now be aware both of your inhale and of your exhale. Just observe it. Now, when you breathe in, bring your consciousness to the heart space. Whenever you breathe in, imagine that you are going inside with a golden flow of energy, the prana, the breath, reaching your heart space. As you do this, you will become a little bit lighter in your mind. You will feel some type of very subtle energy. When you breathe in, visualize a golden stream of air coming into your heart space. This is where the soul is. This is where you are. Therefore, kindly meditate upon the two syllables I am while you think of the heart space. And widen this concept into I am an eternal part of Krishna. Like a spark of the fire, I am an eternal part of Krishna. Like the ray of the sun, I am an eternal part of Krishna. Like the tiny little piece of gold is a part of the gold mine, I am a part of Krishna. And from this space, chant the holy name in your mind to Krishna. You might like to chant in a certain rhythm, almost as if you sing, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You might like to do just that. Now please just go with the mantra, singing, speaking, thinking, but do it in the mind. Try harder. From this space we will sing just for a few minutes, and then there will be the last exercise for this evening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Go, Premanandi. I must tell you, when Haridas Thakur was severely tested by the torturers who were beating him over this marketplace, people came to these cruel people and threw themselves on the ground and said, "Don't beat him, beat us. I give you my house if you stop beating Haridas. I give you my food. I give you my gold, I give you everything, but just stop this beating." Now, just like the people were doing everything to stop these cruel armed people to beat Haridas, there was another person who was watching with tears in his eyes and who was ready to intervene. It was the most powerful person who was just standing by, waiting, "When can I save Haridas?" Later, when Haridas met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Haridas, when the people were beating you, you were chanting very happily. Why?" Haridas said, "I didn't feel anything. I only felt ecstatic love for you, my Lord." "Haridas," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "do you know why you didn't feel anything?" "No." "Haridas, when the people were beating you strongly, I was standing nearby. And I had my chakra was ready. I wanted to kill these demons and liberate you, but I couldn't do anything because you were praying. My dear Lord, you were praying, 'Please forgive these ignorant people who are beating me. Don't do anything for you.' And because we don't do anything against them, and because you were praying so much, I just couldn't throw my Sudarshan." Very, very dangerous weapon. "And do you know, Haridas, who took the beating?" Haridas said, "My Lord, I do not know anything." At that moment, Gauranga Mahaprabhu turned his back around. And as he turned the back around, Haridas could see on the back streams of blood, long, long streams, you know, just running across the back of the Lord. Big, bleeding there. Big. Haridas fainted. You have saved me." This is how Gauranga Mahaprabhu has saved Haridas Thakur. And this is what Gauranga Mahaprabhu feels for Haridas Thakur. He is bound by the meekness, the humility, and the sincerity of this dearest of his devotees. And Mahaprabhu proclaimed during that occasion, he said, "Anyone who just says Haridas will be favored by me. Haridas! I will... Haridas! 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 Anyone who just remembers you, Haridas, I will take care of him. This is my promise. You are so dear to me. This is Haridas Thakur, who was made the Namacharya. So today, on our first full Harinam retreat day, we have remembered Haridas Thakur, hoping that all our obstacles on our path will be taken away from us. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Haridas.
Jaya
Jaya Haridas.
Jaya Jaya Haridas.
Haridas Thakur. So I was thinking to do another exercise, but time was faster than me. So we will now have our pause of exactly half an hour. Our dream is to really stay on time. We will start in half an hour, that's 6:30 here, with a beautiful experience. It's a Leela Katha about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and it's very something very special. I hope, if we have the mercy, we get the mercy. So kindly be there on time. We will end this Katha a little bit before 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock like this, and then you will have the whole evening. The sun is still up for eating and talking about Haridas and exchanging with your buddy so on and so forth. So kindly return in time so that we can really stop in time. I won't go anywhere. I'm here, so I will start on time. Hare Krishna! Hare.